Amen.
Councillor Adams and Councillor Brooks. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. I've got several requests here. The first one is about the Memorial Hall Village Green Development. The recommendation is it?
I move it.
Accepted. Yes, Councillor Polly? Have a second up? Councillor Adams? All those in favour?
Aye.
Some clarification here.
Yes, Councillor Adams?
We are just endorsing the officer's recommendations, correct?
That's correct.
If they're noted, yes, thank you.
The second one is, oops, sorry. The Memorial Hall Village Green Development, the same thing that the request be noted. Councillor Cowles? Councillor Adams? All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. And the last one is the sewage testing, that council officers forward this request to test water.
No, we know that, or?
General Manager, did you want to comment?
Just responding to Councillor Adams, that we follow through on the recommendation that we just put forward that request. Sorry, that request made on the Taz Water, so it's only a matter of moving and seconding that motion.
All those,
so
can I Councillor Davis?
The officer's comment actually says that we tell the customer that they do it, not that we do it.
The customer's actually obviously the committee, and it's easy for us just to send it straight on. So
no, I'm not questioning that, Des. What I'm saying is that's not what the recommendation is.
No, the recommendation is that council officers forward request to Taz Water. There's officers' comments different, yes.
Okay. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please?
I'll move.
Councillor Polly? Councillor Adams? All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. And the date of the next council meeting will be the 29th of June. Now we move on to information items.
And it's just created a problem, in my opinion. Like it's You've got no battery near off the side of the ditch to get off onto.
If you get off, you run
the risk of tipping your vehicle over.
No, I do agree, there's not much room there. It's about a 750 shoulder with a 5.5 metre road. So sort of, it meets the standard, but I do agree with the deep shoulders, you can't get any further off it than that.
Mm-hmm. But particularly where the guideposts are, where the distance between the guideposts, I'm not down into the bitumen's side width, but I drive that road pretty regularly and you've got to be damn careful. It's not what I'd call a safe road, and it should be because it's nice and straight, open. I think it's not as good as it was, to be honest with you.
Councillor Davis.
No, my parts were totally different one or something.
Councillor Parley.
Yeah, just one question for road supervisor. It's probably not too practice time to raise it, but out on Bettina Road at the end of the Flying Mile, we've had three vehicles in about 3 weeks ago clean off the end right on that corner into the paddock. And the same there of time before someone gets killed. Whose responsibility is to put some barrier there to try and save people? But three people have gone over straight over the bank and rolled in about 3 weeks, almost on a week.
We've actually engaged a traffic engineer, to have a look at that. I should have the report back hopefully this week to see what the recommendation is.
Thank you, Works Manager. That landowner has been quite concerned about that for some time too. Councillor Davis.
I have remembered now. In the item 6 animal control, I would note that the rehome to RSPCA is not correct.
Councillor Dinnan?
It was in relation to request to amend the regional land use strategy. I was just intrigued, two things. One, that the traders in purple contacted the minister saying that all councils had approved the rezoning. The second thing is, the minister raised a heap of questions in there that doesn't look like we're fulfilled, where I'm a little bit bemused there, because I thought that all that information had been supplied to the minister. I'd just like to know where we are with that.
Right, thanks. So the minister raised some information that he wanted. We believe that it had been provided by traders, and they'd given land use analysis. We obviously sent through the letters from the councils. The minister was after, I guess, explicit support, whereas the councils generally said support.
Subject to.
We preferred to have water with all over the relevant authority. The minister said basically it's referred to his guidelines. Some relevant authorities and agencies. So we've written to the minister asking him to specify which ones he wants us to contact. So it's not a matter of backwards and forwards.
Councillor
Boss? Thanks. Just a couple of questions on towards the back of the items. Just on the neighbourhood house funding in the state's situation. I just wondered that the mayor's asked for some information here about getting the grant. If we got the grant, what does that mean for the council? Would it mean that the grant to provide some stuff? But what would that mean to council if we got the grant? Does it mean some other commitment to us?
No. Those two commitments, if we were to get the funding, we'd be fully funded. But my understanding was just that there was just some advice perhaps provided today that they won't be providing any of that funding in neighbourhood house. Is that correct, Mayor?
That's correct. The neighbourhood house body will not provide that funding because we don't have a neighbourhood house, and that funding is only going to neighbourhood houses. However, the minister's advisor got back to me today and did explain that the way they thought was best for us to start to move forward towards this is to approach the Legat support measures that have been offered there and see if we can get some of that funding. And she seemed quite hopeful that they would, even though there is a, well, I guess across the board, they don't want any more FAPE neighbourhood houses. That's not being proposed. But if we wanted to push for it, in this climate, we may well be successful if we did want to set up, particularly these pop-up ones, but then move on to set up proper neighbourhood houses, one or two in our communities. It's certainly not going to come get that funding from that particular body, but we may be able to apply the funding out of the Legat measures that they're offering. Councillor Lambert.
I would really support us as a council going down that investigative pathway of looking if we can get a neighbourhood house. I can't understand actually why we haven't got one, to be perfectly honest. We should have. I mean, I work in Lyons, and the centre pieces of a lot of communities are their neighbourhood houses, their men's sheds and those kinds of places. And it just amuses me that we haven't got one at this point in time. I would be absolutely strongly advocating that council go down the track of it's our role to initiate how we might look into getting a neighbourhood house in our municipality somewhere where the greatest need is. So I don't quite know how we go about that, but maybe some advice from the general manager or maybe mayor, you might have some advice there, but I would strongly advocate that we look down that track at some point soon.
Well, Madam Mayor, what I could suggest is actually we need to probably investigate that to see what the opportunities are, see actually what the funding streams are that exist, because I also did interpret within some of the emails that I seen that most things will come at the expense of council as well. So if the funding streams don't exist, that could be quite an issue. But we could definitely investigate this and bring a report back and clearly identify where the funding would come from to support it.
And I do believe that in several years ago there was a push to try and set up one or two in our municipality, and there was a blanket over establishing any more. They were just simply not going to do it. What's the poly?
Yeah, probably says my age, but I've never had over 50 years, so I can tell you now, every neighbourhood house that's ever started in the electorate of Lyons has been moved by the people. It's got to be owned by the people. It can't be owned by council. It's the community that started them, and the political thing that happens, when people say they don't want it, or governments don't want it, yeah, that's bunkum, because if there's a strong enough community movement, there's a political reaction to it. So when you look at St Helens, you look at New North, you look at Bridgeport, it doesn't matter where you go, each one of them is sponsored by the community themselves. And that's the community ownership, but the same in General Lane.
Councillor Adams and then Councillor
Lambert. Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I was involved in the last push, when I was in other capacities. There was a lot of issues within our community on a social level that could have been dealt with through neighbourhood houses. They deal with a wide range of issues. I can remember some of the schools in the municipality had difficulties where the principals were saying that they were dealing with 20%, 30% of the time within social issues and sorting out those things when they were educators and they should have been dealing with other things, not sorting out kids which were dysfunctional and come from dysfunctional families or whatever. So there was a great need at that time, and I think there probably still is. So I think we should explore this and, of course, see the costings as the General Manager has pointed out, but there might be opportunities here that we can develop and push for through community.
Councillor Lambert.
Probably basically what Councillor Adams was saying. I think we don't accept the political blanket no more neighbourhood houses. That doesn't mean we don't explore it. We absolutely should explore this opportunity and see what opportunities come from the investigation. So I, absolutely support us going ahead with this, seeing where we land. Councillor Boss.
Just if I finished on that item, I was just going to ask something about the next item, which was the major projects bill. Whether we're offices that give us information on that, that we aim, but there might be more questions on the housing, I'm not sure.
Madam Mayor, Mr. Gottlieb, could I actually provide some comment there?
Yes. So Council has responded to the major projects bill at the last meeting in terms of asking for additional time for about 42 days to respond to various parts of that bill. What's come through to us just recently has been from those various sort of groups in Hobart basically saying they believe that the bill's not needed at all, and that they've copied us into the resolution or the recommendation that went to Hobart City, or was going tonight, same night as ours. To speak from it that they've already provided a response to the government on this back in January 2018, saying that they believe this new project still is not needed. Of course, it's progressed since then. I believe the government obviously wants it to progress. My view is that council's done what it needs to in asking for that reasonable time frame to respond to the various parts of the bill. That's my view on it.
Probably just technically, have they accepted their time frame, or have they said?
Well, it's still in the consultation phase, so we've sent that response to them following last meeting. They've acknowledged that response, but they haven't finalised the consultation.
Thank you.
No further questions on the information items? Okay, can I have a mover and a seconder that we accept these items are received?
I move.
Councillor Folly? Councillor Calvert? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Dove 7, Northern Midlands Youth Voice Forum.
I move the recommendation.
I'll second.
I move that it's discussed and I move the recommendation.
And Councillor Gillian seconding?
Yep, the recommendation.
Yes. Councillor Polly, do you wish to speak on it?
No, pretty obvious, pretty self-explanatory.
Councillor Lambert and Councillor Goss.
Can I just have some clarification? I fully support this proposal. I think it's a fantastic idea. But can I just have some clarification? Are we aiming to do it this year, or are we looking at 2021?
I think at this stage we'll be looking at 2021. I think we'll wait and see what's happened with regards to the return of students back to school, and then assess it from there. There's a good opportunity with what we're doing here now with Zoom. If there's no need to have everybody in the same place, we could probably arrange it this way as well. So I think we won't be looking at anything until the new financial year at this time. And we'll report back to council when we start to progress it, definitely.
Thank you. That's sensible, I think, to give us more time to actually put it all together and get students settled back in school life before this. So, yes, that's good. Thank you.
Councillor Gott.
Yeah, I support what the concept is, but I guess my question to the officer is that is this only for Cressy and Campbelltown schools? Is that all we're talking about, or we're talking about all the other students that go to all other schools?
All the other schools, yeah.
So the bit there says that two students emerge from the North Midland School and still two school leaders, that's only included the ones in Northern Midland. So I'm sorry, it will be including all the other schools.
It will be. I thought we amended that to include all the others.
It doesn't say that on there, but I would like to amend in there that, because we have lots of students go to other schools, yes. And their input will be just as important as what the students are that come from just the ones that are in Northern Midlands.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So do we need an amendment, or that just...
No, that will happen, because... Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Councillor McGowan.
I'd just like to say I strongly support it. I think the youth are our future, and any way we can accommodate them with this to see how council works, and that sort of thing, I'll just next time I'll put in support.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Number 8, the Council's Economic Development Framework.
Move to discuss.
On the second vote?
Councillor Goss, second vote.
Councillor Goss?
I'll move the recommendation.
Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Councillor Calvert. Any discussion? Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Draft 9 is Northern Midlands Further Education Bursary Programme.
Can I move to be discussed, Councillor Goss?
Councillor Davis, are you seconding that? Okay, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Councillor Goss, do you wish to speak to it?
Yeah, only that I really support this program and what it does and what it brings to our community and young people. But again, reading their report, it's only focusing on Cressy, Campbelltown and King Meadows high schools. We have lots of students that go to other schools. And I just wondered how we could take it back and maybe look at how we can include other people with opportunity. Because we have got the School of Palatina, and we've got lots of students go to Prospect High School and to the private schools as well. And lots of people also get apprenticeships and those sorts of things and go to TAFE. But if we don't go to these schools of engineer, then they're excluded. And I think we should give an opportunity to everybody who's involved in it, not just those students from those schools, to be inclusive across the whole municipality. Thank you.
Councillor Davis.
Yes.
You're muted, Councillor Davis.
No, I'm unmuted now, I just wasn't clear. I absolutely endorse what Councillor Goss said. My note to myself in my papers is, why is this school-based and not students-based? We should be looking at where the students come from, no matter where they go to school. If they live in the Northern Midlands, they should have equal access, no matter what school they go to.
Councillor Coward.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, but if you look at the in the attachments and the reports of some of these students that we've provided this person to, I'm really pleased to read those reports. They're all very positive, and I think this whole thing's grown as it's gone along, and I've read those reports, but very positive program. I think we should continue with it.
Councillor Polly.
I just support all the councillors said. It should be not discriminate against anyone. It should be student-based, not school-based. And if you're going to have 5 or 6 sanitised for those people from our municipality, regardless of which school they go to.
Councillor
Lambert.
I support
Councillor
Goss's point. Obviously, I have been in support of this from day one, bringing it to council. And I know we've gone through lots of different processes over the years, and we've been in charge at some points of deciding, and now the schools are in charge. And I just think that's where we're at the moment with the different schools that are allocated. It came down, I think, from memory, and maybe the general manager might be able to confirm this for me. It came down to the schools that actually participated.
Yeah.
There were a number of schools that just never got back to us with options for students. So I think that's why we went down this path. If we're to now then open it up to all schools, which we have done in the past, and how would that work from a practical point of view from our council officers making that happen? I'm just wondering if I can get some comments on that.
Well, Madam Mayor, what we would do obviously is write to all the schools. That's the easiest way to move it forward, and then obviously give them a deadline, because it has this. We have council has changed this over the years, and the reason being is that they have not come back to us. We can also advertise in the local paper as well. That way, making everybody aware it's happening at the same time, but set a timeline in which it actually gets determined.
Maybe we could also put it on their Facebook pages, or get them to put it on their Facebook pages so it goes out a bit wider than just to the teachers. But I remember being real issues with getting it back from some of the schools. So, but I'm happy to have it opened up to all schools because we do need to be inclusive. And as Councillor Calderson, I read the reports that came back from students, and I was so pleased and so excited with some of the pathways that these kids have taken and how important our contribution as a council has been to those people moving forward in our lives. And, you know, that sort of feeds into what we're doing with the youth forum as well, and why we also push to get a youth officer. It's all starting to connect together what we're doing with our youth in our community. And that pleases me to no end because we've pushed for a long time to get that happening. So, I mean, I'm very supportive of this program, very supportive of opening it up and getting, you know, other schools to participate if they want to. The only other question I also had is, was there any feedback from the actual schools themselves about the program? We got some lovely and really detailed reports from the students, which was fantastic. But the schools themselves, did we get some feedback from them about how this current process is working for them?
I'm not aware of that, Mayor. I'd have to check, but I'm not aware of any feedback from the schools.
Councillor Davis.
I come back to my comment. I think it's really important that this be student-based, not school-based. If we rely on teachers that have got, at the moment, 3 million other things to do, we're discriminating against those students that don't necessarily have the teacher that's on top of it. So whilst it's important to send it to the schools, I think the applications should come from the students, the support from their schools, if needs be. But we need to make sure that the focus is not specifically on the school, but it should be on the students.
Councillor Polly?
Look, I'd move that it be student-based, and if we're going to get five, it's called initiative. If people don't take the initiative, well, necessarily, you know, that's as long as it's fair, and if five people apply for the five bursaries and all come from one school and no one else puts anything, those five should get it, because at least they're showing initiative, and that's the sort of people we want. So I think it should be student-based, and if it's five or whatever the number is, so I move that as an amendment, that's what the Green Secretary has said.
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Can you actually move a motion, Councillor Polly?
Yes, I would just move that it would be student-based, not school-based, and be based on those people who apply, and if only four apply or five apply and they come from the same school, so be it. At least it shows an issue and those kids are keen to try and get some assistance.
And I'd second that.
And Madam Mayor, we would need to incorporate in there as well that council would continue the funding of the five bursaries at a cost of $10,000 per annum.
Yeah, well, I assume that would be okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Councillor
Calvert. You know, this is a good news story, and in our workshop tonight, we talked about the public relations and that sort of thing. This is something that we should be really getting out there. It's a good news story. Alison Andrews ought to be briefed on all this too. It is a good news story. It's something we can promote. Our youth are our future, and we've got to be seen to be a councillor that acknowledges that.
Councillor Adams.
Thanks, Mayor. I take it that these bursaries don't have any means testing whatsoever. I thought they were to encourage people that may have struggled to get into higher education or to college. I take it that isn't the case.
Maybe I'm not aware of means testing within the actual document. It may be considered as through the actual process. I think Councillor Lambert may have a comment there.
Councillor Adams
can share,
sorry, before I speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We were not in charge of the decision of who got the bursaries from the schools now. So does this now mean that we will have to go back to a committee type situation where we sit down and decide we're going to have students sending them in work? So there could be a scenario where we've got schools sending them in, helping the students put those applications in. We could have students send them in independently, which is all fine, but we now as a council need to decide how we then decide who gets the bursaries. Because that had been taken out of our hands in the last round of changes. So now we need to look at how we're going to do that. If we're changing the process again on how they apply, we just need to be mindful of when we change something, there's an implication for us, which is fine, but we just need to be aware of how we're going to do that now. So do we go back to the executive looking at it? Do we create another system of doing it? How are we going to do that?
Well, Madam Mayor, can I just quickly back straight away back to what Councillor Adams mentioned, then I'll come back to Councillor Lambert.
Yep.
Under the eligibility of within the document, it's quite clear there that there needs to be, as well as needs for funds to assist with the cost of their further education. In other words, when they make application, they have to indicate their need for that funding and provide a basis for that. So that's within that document, within the policy there. Council obviously use that as guidelines, and we would be recommending that officers would actually go back to the executive committee to actually consider the matters and get and provide direction on with regards to who makes application, make recommendations back to council.
Councillor
Calvert,
and then Councillor
Gloucester, sum up. Well, I've been involved with this town, I think you, Mary, right from the start. I actually think the way it's sort of been thrown over the schools the last year or two would work quite well. So I don't see any real reason to change that. You know, they really are in the best position to adjudicate on something like this, I think. So I've got an open mind to work okay the other way, but I just think that this might be, you know, it does seem to be working as well. And just, you know, reading the summaries and things from the successful bursary winners, I think we're getting better feedback than we did initially when we did it when we selected. You know, I think if you recall, we had them come to make a presentation to council. Well, you know, we didn't get a high uptake with that, and I think they probably felt a bit uncomfortable. But these reports that they've written, I think, are really, really well done. And, you know, I think it's, you know, I like to think we should stick to what we've done in the last year or two.
Councillor Goss, and then I'll put the recommendation.
I just wanted to mention one thing. It was really great to read the attachments about all the students that wrote something back, and there was quite a few of them. It's good to read such a guess of that, which is really great. I'm concerned about only going back to, because of the way things have worked out, with the only having five. I would put forward that I think we should have 10, and I think we should reduce the amount of money, so we still have $500 per year, which is still $1,000 bursary. And when you look at the bursaries that schools currently have, not now, the council one at $2,000 over 2 years is extremely generous compared to some of the other bursaries that come in. So I think that would give us more students opportunities, and they still get a substantial contribution, which would be $1,000 over 2 years. I would like to put that forward, but I'm sure people will have some comment on that.
Councillor Lambert, then we must finish.
I'm not supportive of that. I think the amount of money that we're giving the students currently is appropriate, given the other bursaries that we know are being given out in our community, I think. We've got to stop this swapping and changing all the time.
Yeah.
We've got a really good process at the moment. It's working, and we've got, I mean, I think we stick with the five bursaries at the amount of money that we've got now, and the reason I say that is because we are also in a position of council where we are having to look at all sorts of other restrictions at the moment. And I think we need to look at this from a holistic point of view. As much as I would like to spend thousands and thousands more on this, because I believe that if we could, we don't have, possibly don't have the funds to be able to do that without something else using our money from a holistic point of view. So I'm happy to support the five bursaries as they are at the moment. If we can find a way to open it up to the other schools and to support students to do that, I'm in favour of that. I'm not so sure that we should be going back to us taking on the role of deciding here, because as Councillor Cowper said, it has worked so well over the last couple of years. I think perhaps we should just let that be as it is for the moment.
Madam Mayor, I've got a question there then on how we would move forward. So what we would do is advertise for applications, and then depending on which school they came from, we would just direct them back to those schools to be considered.
What's the motion?
That the bursaries be allocated on student based and not school based, irrespective of the school from which they come, and council is to continue to fund the five bursaries, even if all the applicants are from this one institution, at an annual contribution of $10,000, five bursaries of $1,000 per year over 2 years.
I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Adams against? Motion carried. Gov 10, Northern Midlands Business Digital Innovation Program proposal.
Move to be discussed.
Number seconder?
Oh, second.
Councillor Calvert, opposite recommendation, those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Councillor Wally?
I do support this. I think it's a great, move the recommendation.
Madam Mayor, can I just come in here and make a comment? I quite like to make a suggestion to the recommendation and make a change there. Well, a suggested change, it's up to council whether they wish to accept or not, and there may be others that wish to provide comment. There's been a bit of a communication issue, I'll be quite honest, between ourselves and also the board, and we're looking at ways to try and improve that to moving forward. The suggestion I was going to put forward was that perhaps the executive committee representatives meet with the Northern Midlands Business Association, that can be by Zoom, and report back to council on the matter. I think there needs to be some more dialogue on this and be very clear about where we're heading on it. And perhaps there are a number of different initiatives that council can look at with the business association.
Okay, well, I as a member, I accept that. If you want to amend, you want us to amend it to that to
well, 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 put that, that would become the motion, okay. Not necessarily a member.
Okay, so I'll move that one.
Do I have a
seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Davis. We don't need to make an amendment or anything like that because we only moved to discuss before. Okay, Councillor Calvert.
Oh, well, I was just going to say I only moved to discuss. I thought if someone said we were moving to recommend that. But, I'm happy that I voted against this last meeting because I thought the suggested website was just, I didn't think it was up to scratch. I think the Tucker Courier thing is a good suggestion. It's not too expensive. But I'd like to, I think you know, a case-by-case basis which sort of assists us in that area.
Councillor Davis.
I voted against this when it came up last time. I'm still not convinced that we need to do it this way. There are a number of government programs available at the moment giving free social media advice to businesses because of COVID-19. I note in the paper it says Facebook and Instagram can be a standalone, instead of a standalone website. I think that we need to think about this really carefully and not set precedents, because it could easily get out of control and we get back into the situation where we're picking winners, and I don't want to see us in the same situation Launceston was in, where they got grants and then ran out of money and everybody else didn't get a go. So I'm happy with the recommendation that there be a further discussion and come back to it, but I will not be supportive of anything that's using council money to build websites for individuals.
The only recommendation at the moment is for the discussion to happen.
That's exactly right.
That's correct, gentlemen, sir?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation, all those in favour.
I've got a question, Madam Mayor.
Oh, sorry, question, yes, Councillor Boss.
I get a bit of thinking about this between over the council meeting. When you look on the apps on phones, you can get, you know, like Dial a Tradie and those sort of things. It'd be good if another option might be an app which, so we can link businesses directly to consumers in our municipality, or consumers outside of municipality as well. But those links to Tradie apps, they work really quite well. I know a lot of people use them, and that may be something else that the community could look at developing. Thank you.
Okay, now for the recommendation, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. And I realise we haven't stopped for a cuppa or a quick meal break.
Keep going.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all right.
Keep going. Everybody's happy with that?
I need to stick out for just 1 minute, so.
Okay,
right.
I don't know
if I don't put a log on the fire, it'll go out and I'll freeze to death.
How about we come back at 6:30?
Thank you. I'm coming up now.
Yes,
what is time? 10 minutes, right? We've got a cup of tea, yeah?